good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice.
How about a big yes to today, Roberta? Do you have a big yes for today?
Yes. See, boss. See.
And Jennifer Horn, you have a big yes for
yes.
today?
Oh,
and
wow. Well, that's a yes.
That was Richie, big. Have you got a big yes today? Yes. All right, let's get started in this hour of the Good Day program by visiting the mailbox. I wish we could change our jingle so it wasn't just email. We could do Facebook. We have Facebook. We Whoa. Get lots and lots of Facebook. Big ones, little ones.
Facebook. We have Facebook. We got your Facebook every day.
Hi, Tom writes us. He checks the poll almost every day
good.
At DougStefan.com. Good for him. A lot of good things there. We're interested today, for example, in whether or not schools should ban chocolate milk. We'll talk a little about that later on this hour. Yesterday, how did you wish your mom a happy Mother's Day? 44% of you said gave her a call. 20% of you said mailed her a card. 14% of you said posted a message on Facebook. 11% said sent her an e-card. 10%, when was Mother's Day?
No.
So, Tom, one of our listeners, said, I checked your poll, and I didn't mail her a card. I didn't give her a call. I didn't send her an e-card. I didn't visit on Facebook. I drove to her house and visited her. So good for you, Tom. The good son. Tom gets the Good Son Award. See, here it is right there. For those of you who are watching, following the video transcript of this program, which is now on at DougStefan.com in the video box, watch me, and you can see Rich, and you can see me hold up things like this. Did you read that? Could I get it close enough? I moved the camera a little bit so that it was a little bit better. You can see things a little more clearly. There you go. All right. So there's that. Anne Marie McChrystal writes in our discussion about Hitler. Was that last, Thursday or Friday? When were we talking about? I said, which name would you prefer to have?
Oh, that
or
was
which
yesterday.
Would be, no, which would be worse, Hitler or Bin Laden?
Yeah, that was yesterday's show.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No. It was further back than that. I think we discussed. Well, maybe we did a reference to it.
Maybe
yesterday.
We did a reference because we right. did talk about it yesterday.
I think one of the days last week, you were gone, Rich was gone, it was just Roberta and me.
We weren't gone. We were on assignment.
You were on assignment. Ah. Okay, good. Better than being on the throne, I suppose. All right, so anyway, Anne Marie said Hitler was never killed. We were talking about how these people met their demise. Hitler, Saddam Hussein, any of the other people that deserved it. So this counters what I remember. I remember learning in history that Hitler he wasn't killed, so to speak. He was in his bunker, and he shot Eva Braun and himself. And then the question that I remember is what happened to his body. And I believe that some of his operatives took him out of the compound where they were and burned them.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You remember that? I don't think they ever found his bones.
No.
Right? Never were identified. Okay, so that's the story. Anne Marie wanted to underscore that. Thank you, Anne Marie. From Facebook, Greg Jones writes, Doug, many kudos for you and your guest, Dr. Jay Kumar. I've been listening to your program for many years. I've always been drawn to your challenge for each of us to become more connected. And that is the deal, the reason. Jay visits with us on Thursdays. And you can download his visits. If you go to DougStefan.com, the Listen box has the availability. You can easily download all of these things to your iPod, your iPad. I guess you can download them to any device, right, Richie? Blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. Is that an old joke? I guess it probably is.
Pedigree.
Yeah. All right, here's a BK who listens to the program every day on his commute to work. As most days, you do present interesting topics. Only one comment of constructive criticism
that
I wish to present you regarding some unnecessary words you use
Uh-oh.
And your staff. Two words that I often hear are like and basically. Used more often is the word like by your staff.
You use that word way too much.
Everything is like. And that's even without Maria being here much. She's always into the like.
Yeah,
have you ever listened to today's teenager? Every other word in the conversation is like.
We're similar. Just trying to fit in.
Right, that's it. We want to get a younger demo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. During a discussion of with nearly any athlete, the use of you know and I mean is prevalent. A question is asked, the first thing that said, you know, or I mean, you know, I would have hit that guy, but I didn't mean to. All right, which of the following sentences is proper English? You ready, Roberta?
Okay, yep.
The cat crossed the road. That's the first sentence. Two, the cat, like, crossed the road. Or three, the cat basically crossed the road.
The cat basically
crossed the road.
Basically, you know, like the cat crossed the road.
All right. There are a lot more tacos that, as well, could get out of, could get a lot more information in their allotted time if they eliminated the word But you see, that's for those of us who like to practice yoga, for example. On the air.
Actually, that's
Gently
down the stream.
Merrily, life is but a dream. All right, anyways.
That was, like, annoying, basically.
It was, yes.
Yeah.
Basically. So, this gentleman would like us to have a discussion on Or a like.
So wait.
Or basically.
Question, just
Brian.
Clarification.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is
Jennifer.
He hating the likes and the basicallys?
Yes.
Or is he hating the likes, the basicallys, and the ums?
No, I think he thinks all of them are.
He's comparing the likes and the basicallys to the ums.
Right. He's annoyed with it.
We say like and basically, and it is akin to someone saying
Okay, so we don't too much, but we like and basically too much.
Basically. You do especially.
Okay. Me? Why? I knew you were going to blame me for this. I will maybe take credit, maybe for
maybe.
Likes, because I'm from San Fernando Valley. But
don't you say
I don't think I say basically that much.
You're a Valley girl.
Basically.
Yeah, Roberta violates every law of language
right.
that I've ever
like,
seen
you know,
or heard.
Basically, I like to, basically. You know, tell you about things for free.
That's right, and Roberta has her Queen of Cheap later in this hour of the Good Day program. Plus, we're going to check the big news from television. And the gossip, the big gossip story today, actually, if I can let the cat out of the bag, is Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger getting separated.
He won't be back.
Yeah, that really is a
that's a shocker.
I'm really, yeah, that's really,
yeah,
that really is. That's sort of something.
Usually,
to take
you
back.
Hear rumblings, and we didn't.
Yeah, no. All right. So here's an email sent to Mr. McFadden, not MacFadden, McFadden.
That's right.
About Medifast. Lori Wise, one of our friends in the Seneca Medical Office in Tiffin, apparently has taken your work to heart, Richie, and
she
Jennifer's
had,
work.
She had emailed me before, after we'd been on it for a while, and said, what do you really think?
What are you really losing?
And I said, it's easy and it works. Uh-huh. So she tried it, and she sent this email along. You can be all right. You like basically
so
choking?
No,
he's
what
so
I did was I had
choking.
I put ice in my ice water at this point.
He put ice in his ice water.
It's weird.
Shocking, isn't it? Yes.
What a guy.
All right, so here's Lori, who's lost 12 and a half pounds. Now, Lori, are you upset if I tell people in Tiffin that that's what you've lost?
No, I think she's excited.
Next time, I was going to go. The graduation to Heidelberg this weekend, I am not going to be able to go. It's the first time since I've been on the Board of Trustees almost 11 years that I've been to graduation. But I have to get to work on the farm, so I'm not going to be there. But the next time I'm there in June for a board meeting, Lori, let's keep in mind that I want to come out to Seneca Medical, and I'll take you to lunch, or I'll bring... You can be a cheap date. I'll bring you a box of chicken soup
there
from Medifast. How's that for a deal?
Mm.
All right. Lori and many others have been on the Medifast diet now for a while, and as with Roberta, as with Jennifer, as with Rich, they can claim to have lost. We probably have been responsible for losing tons of weight.
Well, I'm down about 25. I got another 10 to go.
Yep.
And then once I hit that mark, I might go for another 10.
The recommendation is clear. Metafast at 800-506-4115. If you use the Dr. Ken code, you save $50. Ken, an important part for all kinds of reasons for the broadcast here. A lot of people have great faith in his recommendations because he seems to be so straight, so square, and he is. He doesn't like anything, won't support anything that isn't evidence-based. So Metafast is one of those companies. He's got his own family on it. I've got my family on it. And you need to get your family on it. If you want to lose weight the right way, the safe way, the intelligent way, and then call 800-506-4115. Results may vary. Consult your physician before beginning any weight loss program. Go online to Dr. Ken. What is it? Oh, MetafastKen.com.
That's right.
I got another sponsor. We got so many different deals here. It's a great thing. It's an inspiration. And, Richie, that music in the background is an inspiration as well.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Really
it
does. It sets the tone for the whole day. Like, basically,
don't you, don't you feel like a housewife from the 50s just
like
popping
it
around the house?
18
I
after
like
on
it, right?
Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang on.
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the side of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 Count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Little gal gossip coming up on Good Day.
Oh, good.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area. because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Some of your favorite stars on the Good Day program. Jennifer is pretty good at this. Whitney Houston checked into rehab again.
I'm proud of her, though. She did it on her own, and there was no huge reason. That's good.
Why are they in and out, these people?
Because they don't stay long enough, and they don't commit to what it takes.
What do you mean?
Clean yourself up from drug and
alcohol. Jennifer, what do you mean there was no reason?
Well,
did you see
her performances last year? There wasn't like a
Somebody
car
didn't
accident.
Tell her she had to go.
Right.
She's figured out.
She went because she wanted to.
She's been
to.
in 2004, 2005, and then she's been a wreck since then.
They're seeing her daughter doing cocaine in the tablets, allegedly. Time to fix that one.
Yeah. All right, so there's that.
Bobby Brown, man, that guy should be put in jail for life.
Yeah.
Doing
right.
what he did to...
All those people.
She was clean before she met that joker.
Oh, well, there's another word for him, Richie. But you bleeped it already this last hour, so I'm not using it again.
You've already been bleeped once.
25 today. Past the hour. Catherine Middleton's siblings have been offered $5 million for a porn flick.
And Pippa's a little wild. Have you seen the pictures in the
27-year-old Pippa, 24-year-old James, been offered millions of dollars.
Who are these people?
The sister and brother of Catherine Middleton, also known as the new princess. She's the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. She's the Duchess of Cambridge.
Goodness. Yes.
Right? Yeah. Who, by the way, is coming to America.
Yeah, Hollywood.
They are coming to visit Hollywood in July. Coming to the United States.
Now, these pictures were in the tabloids, Pippa was in like a bra, and underwear, and she was
basically,
kind of up against.
Is it a basic? Basically, no.
I'm telling you, I take responsibility for bra, but I don't take responsibility for basically.
So is she skinny like Catherine is, or she got
she's
a little?
She's skinny, and she's got a nice little body, and she was up against a guy who looks like he wasn't wearing any clothes at all.
He's like in his boxers or something. They're like at some party dancing, having fun, but wow.
Yeah. All right, so that's Pippa and James. Pippa, listen to me.
Pippa.
And Prince William. Catherine's never been to the United States, you know that?
No.
Really?
I just find that amazing. I mean, she's from a well-to-do family.
Right. What's the story
with
that?
She's never been here.
Yeah. Okay, so here's our 2020 quickie quiz. You ready?
Uh-huh. Ready.
I want to know what the new couple is called. There are several choices. Neither of them would be wrong if you hit either one of them. In other words, what is their... Now, we refer to them as Prince William. What are you laughing at? Did I say like or basically?
You said that they're none of them are wrong. So then why are we
they could be wrong. I don't mean anything is right. Like their name isn't Stefan. It isn't Horn. It isn't Fasanelli. And it sure as heck isn't McFadden. So what's their last name? 800. We refer to them as Prince William and Catherine, but what's their last name? 800-510-8255.
Smith.
What is the... I think this is fascinating.
I don't know, but I...
Exactly.
Right.
Right. 800-510-8255.
Yeah.
What is their last name? Prince William and Catherine. What do we call them, other than Prince William and Catherine? All right. What is their newlyweds? Yeah, yeah, we know all of that.
Huh.
But what's their
surname?
Last
Diana
name?
Diana was Spencer, wasn't she?
800-510-8255. No, that's not there. Well, I mean, somebody can guess that. You took it away from them. Nice job.
That was Diana's last name.
I just looked it up, Jennifer.
Yeah.
You will never guess it.
No. Let's see if people are doing there. Well,
close.
They're doing a job. 800-510-8255. Could be one of two that would be appropriate.
Yeah, it's like a hyphenated last name.
Yeah, kind of. 800-510-8255. Coming up. Did Bristol Palin have work done on...
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, come on. Will you stop spoiling for people for asking the question?
Oh, I thought you asked
me. I didn't ask you.
Oh,
no.
I said,
coming up, did Bristol Palin have work done? Duh.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a recent study from the Pew Research Center shows that Facebook has become a critical traffic source for online news. While Google, the Drudge Report, and Yahoo remain the top referrers, Facebook now drives up to 8% of traffic to top news sites. The same study shows that Twitter is terrible at driving traffic. In other news, Condé Nast announced that digital versions of its popular publications would be available for the iPad. Starting with the New Yorker, users can subscribe for $5.99 a month or $59.99 for the year. Vanity Fair, Wired, and GQ are among the publications being offered in the coming weeks. And finally, the National Endowment for the Arts announced that video games would be considered art and can now receive funding. The Arts on Radio and Television category has been changed to the Arts in Media and now includes webisodes and interactive games. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang on.
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's 33 and change after the hour. Plus, Jennifer and I will review some of the big television news. And included in that is whether or not Bristol Palin had some work done. She also is going to get a reality show, Jennifer. Did you hear that?
She is. Oh. I know. We have the big story.
The big story coming up. All right. So this could be your choice, Roberta.
Yes, I'm here.
Would you like to do the Queen of Sheep first, or shall we answer the 2020 trivia question about the last name of the Royals?
Well, do we have people online waiting to answer the question?
Yes, we do.
Well, then let's go to that first. Let's not keep them waiting.
Okay. 800-510-8255. There will be two winners here, I predict. At least two. Chris, in State College, Pennsylvania. Chris got his radio on. Chris, do me a favor, will you please? Can you turn your radio off quickly? That's the rule. Okay, he's not going to be able to do that, so I'm sorry about that. You got to turn your radio on. Right, saying the same things I'm saying.
It's your twin.
Right. Maybe he's been a good fellow and he's done it. Let me try him again. Chris, you turn off your radio? No, he didn't turn off the radio. Okay, all right. Sorry about that. 800-510-8255. When you call any radio program, whether it's mine or all the different various shows, whether it's a local or a national show, there is a delay of 7 to 10 seconds. So if you leave the radio up, not only will it give us feedback, and I mean, that kind of feedback, but it also means that we're going to be listening to what's gone on 7 to 10 seconds ahead of when we actually get you on the air. So, and that's the first call we've gotten from State College, because we went back on there last week, at least when it comes to the sort of trivia question. So try again, sir. Please, everybody remember, turn your radio off. All right, so here we go to, this is either Sumner in Clyde, South Carolina, or Clyde in Sumner, South Carolina. Which is it?
It's Clyde in Sumner, South Carolina.
Clyde! Hello, Clyde. Welcome to Good Day. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm the husband of the lady that did Charlotte for you.
Oh, Betty!
Yes.
God bless her. I just put it in a frame over the weekend and put it in. Tell Betty that this is for those of you who remember
seeing this picture
of Charlotte on
that was great.
At DougStephan.com. As a matter of fact, I think if you still looked around, you'd find it in the archives. The picture is now, Tell Betty, in my, I have a big sort of chest or a closet, in the formal dining room, and it has all of Charlotte's stuff in it. And prominently featured is the picture that she did of Charlotte. It was wonderful.
Oh, it was great. She really enjoyed doing that for you.
Well, I enjoyed having her do it for me, and I would tell anybody. I think we put her website up there for a while, too.
Yes, you did.
The essence of getting connected, having people do this for our most precious friends, dogs and cats and animals and pets and things. And Betty does a great job. All right, so Clyde, having plugged your wife appropriately, and then the next question is, what is the last name of Prince William and Catherine?
Their last name is Wales.
The behind closed doors, the people in England call them Mr. and Mrs. Wales. So that is correct. All right. Now, there's another spin on that. Hold on just a second, Clyde. Don't go away. Here's Lynn, who's in Fort...
call them Mr. and Mrs. Wales.
We have an epidemic. Where the heck is Michael? What is he telling these people that are calling?
What?
This is the second person who doesn't have their radio down.
Oh.
What's the problem? Are you answering the phones?
Michael was answering the phones while I was in the video studio for a second.
All right. So let's see if we'll try
to... So he's quickly chatting with people.
Lynn, are you...
Yes.
You fixed your radio. Okay. We got you to
there
fix your
go.
Radio. There we are. All right. So after all that me going off on it, you still left your radio up. What's the matter with my explanation?
Lynn. Oh, because I got to listen to you while I'm on hold.
You can listen to me on hold by just listening to the phone.
Yeah.
The phone has listen on it.
We have this great capability to be able to let you listen on the phone.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's neat.
Modern age.
Cool.
All right. So, Lynn, add to what Clyde said as to the name. Mr. and Mrs. Wales is one last name. What's the other one?
I've got the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
They are referred to as the Cambridges. A day-to-day life, they are the Cambridges. But behind closed doors, they are Mr. and Mrs. Wales. They don't have last names. The queen, they have the house. They are in the house.
That's suck, man.
What? I don't know why that just seems so dumb. Like,
hello,
how do
Mrs.
They sign
Whale.
A check?
Looking Mrs. kind of large today, Mrs. Whale, aren't you?
Let's go to the beach, Whale.
Where's James Whale when we need him? He's the English talk show host.
Sushi?
Yeah. Very funny. All right, so the Cambridge, but they don't have last names.
Really?
The royal family has no last names.
I had one, Mountbatten Windsor.
Yeah,
that's what I came up with.
Oh, that's Windsor. That's
The House of Windsor is Charles. Mountbatten, I think, refers to the Queen Mother, and I'm not sure how the Queen, what the last name of the Queen is.
I want to be from the House of Coles.
Yeah.
That's in the department.
I want to be from the House of Blues. I want to be from the House of Blues.
All right, we handled this well?
Not really, but let's move along.
All right. Lynn, thank you. Hold on just a second. You get a prize, too, so the both of them have a prize. Okay, now it's time for Roberta to visit the dumpster diving diva, and the queen of cheap.
She's the queen of cheap.
Yes.
The diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
Roberta,
Chili's, Starbucks, Arby's, and more.
I love free food. Free food is so great. And today, May 10th, kids eat free at Chili's. Only today, we have the principal coupon for you. Go on to DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com and print it out. Bring your kids to Chili's and they eat free.
Free.
And get yourself going for that free
going?
Meal with your kids. Going.
What
it's
happened
like
to Charlie
Sheen? Like
winning. Going.
Starbucks has happy hour and half-priced Frappuccino drinks from 3 to 5 p.m. It lasts till the 15th of May. And, again, we have details on DougStefan.com. If you're a nurse, here's a really sweet deal. You know when you go through the airports or through a train station and you smell that smell? It's like that cinnamon and sugar and baked stuff. The Cinnabon
smell.
The Cinnabon,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. It's a killer. Well, if you're a nurse and you show your health care ID badge, you can get free Cinnabon.
Free!
From it was started May 6th, and it goes through the 12th. Free Cinnabons for nurses. If you've got a guy who loves to fish, saltwater fishing, catch tuna and marlin and all that stuff, you get a free one-year subscription to Saltwater Sportsman Magazine. This is a great idea for an early Father's Day gift. You nab it now, and it might even be there, because usually it takes, like, what, 4 to 6 weeks for the subscriptions to get to you? Might even be there by Father's Day.
Nab it now.
Do it now. Yeah. Arby's, a free market fresh sandwich with a Pepsi purchase. Buy a 22-ounce Pepsi, get a free sandwich. Head over and like the Arby's Facebook page and print out your free Arby's market fresh sandwich coupon. Or you can even get the chicken salad taste-off if you want. And reminder, today from 4 to 8, it's Frog and Das Cone Day.
Haagen-Dazs. Free cones.
Yeah, and they're ripping off the Baskin-Robbins deal, aren't they?
Yep, mm-hmm. That's what they're doing.
You know what? You're going to rip it off at the Eastley Farm Dairy Store and offer free ice cream cones to people of certain ages on different days.
You know
that's
what?
That's a great idea.
That's a little bit too...
It's complicated, but it's fun.
Yeah, that's too complicated. You have to make it more for the masses.
Just get a free cone on your birthday. It's easy enough.
Yeah, that's good.
No. I like to make it complicated.
But remember when Baskin-Robbins did this, it was like out the door. And they became a trending Twitter topic because everybody was talking about the free cone day.
All right, so here's another.
So now everybody wants to get in on it.
A trending Twitter topic is the idea McDonald's has come up with to change their appearance so they look like Starbucks. They're spending $1 billion, including the McDonald's that's been in Framingham since I can remember. It was built when I was in high school, I think, or maybe even before
that. The arches and the
orange Gonzo.
And red.
Yeah, remember the golden arches?
They're nixing the red roofs. They have a earth tone feel to them now. No more fiberglass. No more steel chairs.
Do they still have their pit of balls to jump into?
Nope.
Nope. Get rid of fluorescent lights.
You know,
flat
been
screen
like that.
TVs.
They've been
in the
like
new
that
McDonald's?
In Europe for years.
Yeah.
The McDonald's at the foot of the Spanish Steps in Rome.
Yeah,
for
I've
years
been
has been fantastic, right? With the Pompeii mosaics and it's gorgeous.
Well, they've been losing
and
market
like 20
share.
20 years now.
To Panera Bread and Chipotle. Interesting.
Yeah,
Chipotle
nicer,
belongs
so
to them,
they're nicer.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to emulate that stuff. Hello, you still can't change the food they're serving unless they change it. Whatever the ambiance is. You don't eat the way the restaurant looks. You eat the stuff that comes out of the restaurant.
Well, you know, the one in Rome, you can get like a caprese salad, you know, mozzarella and tomato. You can get prosciutto.
Excuse me not ever having been to the McDonald's in Rome.
It's hilarious. You walk in there and it's like,
But you notice the new stuff that they're introducing is like oatmeal and yogurt parfaits.
But the quality of it is...
They sugarcoat it, just like with the french fries and the salads. They shoot sugar water on it so that it tastes so sweet.
Yeah.
So it's addicting, because sugar's addicting.
Yeah. Right. Very good, Roberta. Mm-hmm. Wow. Roberta knows what's going on. So we have Roberta, the queen of cheap, with deals from Chili's, Starbucks, Arby's, and more. Also, speaking of food, supermarket guru Phil Lempert has information about ways to naturally banish your food cravings. That's at DougStephan.com today. And there also, as you follow the trail, Phil has information about antioxidants and free radicals for you to check out as well at DougStephan.com. Lots of television material, and we'll spend a good deal of the time left in this hour on TV and the answer to the question, even though Jennifer and Roberta happy to blurt out, did Bristol Palin have some work done? 800-510-825. Let me just take this call before we pause for a second here. Jenny is in San Marcos, California. Earlier today, we were talking about the first woman to run for the presidency. And Jenny says we are not so fast. I guess that's what you're saying, Jenny. Mm-hmm. Right? We're not right? You have more information.
Yes.
Okay. We're all ears.
Okay. She's a great aunt of mine. Her name is Belva Lockwood.
Belva Lockwood. Hmm. You say she was the first woman actually to run. What year was this?
You got me there.
Well, the other lady we were talking about was 1872. Is this before that?
Yes. This woman was born in 1830.
Yeah.
Whatever date that other one's answer was, that's not right. My great-great-aunt was on a TV program a few years ago. They had the whole history of her.
So this great-great-aunt was related to Belva Lockwood Howe?
I'm related to her.
I understand, but how was the great-great-aunt? If she was your great-great-aunt, then she wouldn't have been around long after 1872.
You know, I don't know the date. I didn't write that down, but I'm trying to think of the The man who was running for president, and I don't remember. I didn't get all that information because I just wanted to give you a quick call.
All right. Well, that was good of you to call and to get us to think about something else. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very nice to hear from you. Nice to
Looks
chat.
Like it was 1884.
Yeah, I think the other woman
the
was
Equal
first.
Rights Party.
This woman, right. See, the suffragettes, the equal rights people, they were all in this together in the 1870s, 1880s, 1890s, through the term Teddy Roosevelt. What brought them out and what brought them into success was Teddy Roosevelt, even though a fairly good president, was a warmonger, and it upset the women and the mothers. And so Teddy was the Rough Rider. Remember the Rough Riders?
Mm-hmm.
The Spanish War of whatever it was, Spanish-American War or whatever the war was called.
Yeah.
And he was very pugilistic and bellicose, if you will. And women
Those
didn't like
big
it.
Big words, Dad.
Now, this woman was a lawyer, and she actually became the first woman allowed to practice before the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah. So there. Big time stuff. She did a nice job. That was good. Thank you. 800-510-8255 always connects with us here on Good Day. The connection to you and your face now is something that I want to bring about. Roberta always loves my segue serenade into a word about something like Lumitone. Lumitone is perfect. It is the cream that takes care of dark circles and puffiness and redness and that sort of thing. It's free just for the asking when you call 800-894-3302. Why would you want to have Lumitone? One of the reasons you'd like to have it is because if you are like Richie, I was looking at Richie. Richie and I connected on Skype yesterday. I'm watching him in the plane as he's flying back from New Orleans, and you can hear the rumble of the jet engines and him sitting there looking at his, what actually did you connect on? Was it?
My iPad.
Your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I could do it on my iPad.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to connect to you yesterday from the airplane to show you what you could do.
Wow.
Because I knew that would freak you out.
It didn't freak me out. That was just cool.
Yeah.
Actually,
did you have to
cool.
pay for that, Rich?
Well, AirTran has...
free Wi-Fi.
No, it's not free Wi-Fi. It's $4.95 for a flight or $12 for the day. So I had a couple hours to sit in the plane, so I figured, okay, $5, I can get some work done.
How come I get it free in American and you have to pay for it in AirTran?
You get up in first class in American.
It's free there. Okay.
Yeah, there is no real first class in AirTran. It's just kind of like...
Yeah, no, you can... The AirTran
is sort of business class. Yeah, business class.
You get peanuts, and they don't put peanuts in the rest of the plane because you might be allergic to them in the back, but in the front, you're never allergic to peanuts.
That's exactly
never.
Right.
Anyway, meanwhile, back at Lumitone, rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes. How do you do this? Well, you can get a free jar of it by calling 800-894-3302. So start with that. Lumitone fades dark circles instantly. You will use it. You will like it. The heavy bags under your eyes will go away. This is a wonderful new process. It's not greasy, remarkable formula, different than anything else out there that deals with the problem of circles and bags under your eyes. You want to try a free jar of Lumitone before you make any appointments for a little surgery, then you call them at 800-894-3302. Take part in this special offer. It's just going to cost you a little shipping and handling dough. That's it. Free Lumitone for your eyes. 800-894-3302.
Americans are trying to consume less added sugar. Now people who are watching their sugar can have their cake and eat it too. I'm Risa Jill Miller. New Pillsbury sugar-free baking products allow people who are concerned about their sugar intake to indulge their sweet tooth and enjoy the fresh-baked desserts they love. The new Pillsbury sugar-free line of cake mixes, brownie mixes, and frostings includes longtime favorites like Moist Supreme Devil's Food Cake Mix and Moist Supreme Classic Yellow Cake Mix, Decadent and Rich Chocolate Fudge Brownie Mix and Milk Chocolate Brownie Mix, and Creamy Supreme Chocolate Fudge and Vanilla Frostings. These new products are now available in supermarket baking aisles across the country. Visit PillsburyBaking.com for information, tips, and recipes, including sugar-free mini whoopie pies, raspberry nut brownies, and banana caramel cake. That's PillsburyBaking.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
All right, so the Doug Stanton Good Day program will focus on television. For those of you who can stick around or need to stick around or want to, go to DougStanton.com. You can help yourself to that as well.
If you want
to.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
You know, I'm eager to say hi to my friend Howard Monroe in Wheeling, West Virginia. And the reason that I'm thinking about him right now is just looking at a promotional announcement in the one of the trades has an ad for Stephanie Miller's radio program.
Mm-hmm.
She's a liberal host. And then next to it, interestingly enough, is an ad for Dennis Miller. And he's on the right. And so
no
Howard, Howard cleverly has put them together on his radio station in Wheeling.
Yeah, he's always
calls
like
it
that.
Miller time.
At
7 o'clock at night, he goes to Stephanie Miller. 10 o'clock, goes to Dennis Miller before he goes to Jimbo. I thought that was very clever, actually. Good for you, Howard. Howard, I haven't talked to Howard for a long time, but I like
him. He's always liked always mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah, he's very. And you know what? If I were running a station, there was talk, the stations that I have are sort of music except for me in the morning. But if I were running a talk station, I would do that. I remember the guy from Valdosta, Georgia, called me three years ago, and I was doing some promotional announcements for his for me on the morning there, what the rest of the station was doing. And he carried Limbaugh and Ed Schultz, which I thought was very smart.
Right.
The two.
You go from hugging your radio to throwing it out the window.
Yeah. Well,
it's not the like.
It depends on which person makes you hug the radio, which one makes you want to throw it out the window. And
exactly.
It's great, I think, getting people to think. 55 past the hour. All right, so Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
We have
news today.
The story of Bristol Palin. I have not seen a picture, but apparently you and Roberta have.
I have. Mm. And
she's
very
20 years
she...
old,
yeah.
So she lost some weight.
Right.
The changes on her face wouldn't be from losing weight, apparently.
Well, it's almost like her whole face shape has changed. She's gone from having a heart-shaped, rounder face at the bottom to now having just completely no... I don't know. Her cheeks are gone almost.
Really?
Like, definitely.
Does she look not help? I mean,
No, she looks healthy. She just doesn't look like she did before. She looks older to me. She looks like she's lost all of that little bit of, you know, fullness
baby
that younger
fat.
People have. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Cute. I haven't seen
But she's got a new reality show coming up, so maybe that's the reason if she did have some plastic surgery, which I'm kind of thinking that she might have.
Right.
She's
so
got
what's
a new
this? What's the show? Where is it?
It's going to be on cable, of course, on the Bio channel, and she's going to be matched up with Kyle Massey. and he was on Dancing with the Stars with her. Kyle and his brother Chris will live with Bristol, and they'll all work for a charity. She'll have her son Trip with her as well.
So, living with him in the same house, does that mean there's something going on? What is
yes.
that? Mm-hmm. There is. Is something going on with the two of them?
No, they're just really good friends. They became friends on Dancing with the Stars, and so they're doing a reality show together.
All right, so now I'm looking at this picture of her.
Yeah, I don't see any pictures of her or any news of her.
Go to Us Weekly or go to one of the tabloids.
I'm looking at this picture from the Telegraph, and it looks pretty much the same to me. Maybe it's an old picture.
Maybe an old picture. I'll find you one. We'll post it up at our Facebook page.
All right.
Stephen Show.
So Jersey Shore.
What happened to Bristol Palin's face? Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
It's different.
I'll send it
something,
to you.
Something. What? You get something for me?
Yeah, I'll send it.
Is this the answer to the question? What happened to her face?
No, they're just asking the question.
Oh. Who's but somebody on Facebook?
No, Us Magazine.
Oh.
So the cast of Glee.
Moving
I tweeted
along.
About some things we have to get out of
here.
All
right, let's
go. The cast of Glee has a new project coming up. They're going to be starring in a movie. 20th Century Fox has a new film that's underway. It's called Glee Live 3D, Glee Live in Concert. It'll be their North American tour, and it'll take all 14 of the original cast members of the TV show and put them live and in your movie theater. Very exciting stuff. Wow. And then also we have
you're
to talk
you're
about...
You're kidding. I'm very
what?
Excited.
No, I'm not.
That's not. What's exciting about that?
Because there's a lot of Gleeks out there. People love Glee.
So it'll be a live concert, but in the theater.
It won't be live, but it'll be from their live tour.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Not much.
So it was live at one point.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie Sheen also in the news today. He's being pursued by a TV show. Who wants him? I can't believe it. But HBO's Entourage. Why? Because he's a liability. He's a liability.
Yeah.
But HBO's Entourage, their final season kicks off July 24th. They want a guest appearance by Charlie Sheen. They're also looking to get guest appearances by Scott Kahn from Hawaii Five-0, Alex Rodriguez from the Yankees.
Kahn was part of Entourage. Earlier, he was the nemesis sort of for, what do you call it?
Yeah, that's right.
Vinny's best buddy. So he was, yeah.
Eric,
right, yeah. Jersey Shore production, has that stopped in Italy?
It has. They've gone to the president, the head guy of Italy, to try to get it back on. I don't know. I can't imagine that Italy wants these kids in there.
Justin Bieber.
Actually, in the boot, get it?
Yeah, right. Regis Philbin is writing a memoir, for those of you who are interested.
Oh, Regis.
And it's going to be great.
Be great.
I'm